Welcome back to another episode of Palisade Radio. We're here at the Jekyll Island Palisade Conference. I'm sitting down with investor Eric Sprott. Eric, thank you so much for keynoting the address this morning.
Hey, Colin, happy to be here. It's a wonderful, symbolic place to be. So it's been a lot of fun so far.
Absolutely. Well, you spoke for about an hour this morning, and I took some notes so we can share with the audience on what you were talking about. Some profound statements, some things I haven't heard from you discussed before. The first one that I want to talk about is you made the point that the price is the most important thing, the price of the commodity, and not so much production when you're looking at investing. Can you explain that?
Sure. Well, particularly when it comes to commodity investments, because, for example, if somebody increased their production by 20%, there's always a cost of production, so the net change to his bottom line is not the full 20. Whereas if a price went up by 20%, the net change to his bottom line is the whole 20, and the 20 might, quite frankly, be a doubling of the company's profit. So price has such an outsized impact on profitability compared to production.
Makes a lot of sense. Another point that you brought up along those same lines was that you want management to be realistic with things and not conservative. And I am always under the mentality of being conservative, but when you discuss this, it made perfect sense. You don't want people to be conservative in their estimates.
Well, as an investor, and I always distinguish between investors and, let's say, analysts. An analyst wants conservatism because he wants to put out a report saying they're going to earn X and he hopes they earn X plus 10%. As an investor, the 10%, the extra 10%, is the part of the return you're looking for. That is a part of the return. So you want to know as closely as possible what this company will earn so that when you put your own multiple, you'll know what your return is likely to be. So you want a reality statement so that you can best assess the totality of your returns. If you get too conservative, quite often the conservatism knocks half the return off the investment, and so you don't do it. It's the reality of what you're really buying into and hoping manifests itself.
I'm jumping around a bit here, but on the point of investing, you've had a fantastic year. You spoke about Novo Resources and Garibaldi in the conversation. You said as an investor in this space with the risk associated, you're looking for multi-baggers. And obviously everybody wants multi-baggers, but just explaining the investment thesis around what you're looking for now.
Sure. Well, as you are doing your work on a potential investment, you're always trying to assess where can this go. And so, for example, I'll use Garibaldi because I was sort of introduced to it by going into chat lines and people saying, well, it could be another Voisey's Bay. And at the time, maybe the market cap was $30 million, but I knew Voisey's Bay had been sold for $4.5 billion. So now you have an almost 150 times a possible upside, and what's your risk? And I had known the people, and I trusted the people. We'd seen some recent results that were quite encouraging. So I'm thinking, well, there's not that much risk, and I got, 50 times the upside. I think I'll take that on. That's a damn good risk-reward ratio. So, and it's not just because people said it could be Voisey's Bay, but people explained why it could be Voisey's Bay, and the explanation seemed to make sense to me. So you're looking at all this upside, and I've actually participated probably in three or four investments in the company starting at 15 cents and 45 cents, then there's some other ones, and the recent one at 3.15. Because it just keeps coming together, and even at $3, when the market cap's now $300 million, it's still a 15 bagger if it's Voisey's Bay. So why wouldn't I just stay the course here and try to get as much money in as you can to get as big a return as you can?
That leads me to when you know to sell. This is something we talked about today. Novo Resources is over $1 billion market cap. You're the largest shareholder. Garibaldi, you just spoke about. Kirkland Lake is performing better than any other small to mid-tier producer right now. How do you decide when the time is to get out?
Well, luckily, I tend to have a long-term viewpoint on most of these investments. Okay, so for example, I think the price of gold over the next decade, let's say, should go a lot higher, which means Kirkland Lake would go a lot higher. Plus, my own understanding of each of these situations is there's a lot of upside in them as we reside right here. So I don't really have to think about, you know, do I want to sell Kirkland Lake at 16 when, let's say, I could imagine is going to 32. If and when the time comes that there are, let's call it future disappointments, where the future is diminishing on you, then you have to say, well, what can I possibly do here to get out of this position? And because I own typically a large piece of these companies, you have to go find a strategic buyer to take you out of it. So, but that's something that most of these things, you're so comfortable that they're still massively undervalued that you don't have to go there yet. But if and when you want to go there, if it's always been relatively cheap compared to the other vehicles around, you can go to those other companies and say, here, why don't you take my position out of this company, and everyone will be happy, quite frankly.
Eric, the fact that you have so many successes just this year alone would tell somebody that you have a formula, and this is not a stroke of luck, as some speculators in the mining business can make $1 billion in one deal. But you said in your speech, seeing the future early, and I think that that's an important thing to talk about.
Sure. Well, you have to try to discount things quickly. You don't want to be one who hasn't figured out how big something can get. You want to be as early as possible figuring out exactly how big it's going to get early, because it can take a long time. You know, you could buy a position of the company in the first quarter, and then two quarters later the company says, well, we're going to produce 20% more than we thought, but meanwhile the stock's already gone up the 20% and you haven't maybe continued to max out your investment. You want to know back in the first quarter that it was going to be 20% better, so you could have participated in that to the fullest possible extent. And it's particularly important when an investment can massively outperform, you know, where if something happens that the investment can go up by in hundreds of percents. You don't want to be late on knowing that that's going to happen. So you have to be a little bit ahead of time in seeing why something could play out to be very, very large. And that's trying to read the future today. And it's important from a return point of view.
Last question for you. Novo and Garibaldi, both such incredible stories. You said on the Garibaldi side that this could be much bigger than Voisey's Bay. That sold for $4.5 billion. Novo's unprecedented in terms of its size. So what are you most excited about right now between the two?
Between the two of them?
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting. I ask myself that all the time. Okay, and I actually bought both of them in the last week. Even though they're already up by whatever 10 or 15 times, I've still bought them in the market or through private placements. And I would just guess that I think Garibaldi is the one who's likely to go up the furthest, the quickest, because we are within like a week of news release on the drilling. And if the drilling has hit the nickel sulfides that they suggested, I think there'll be kind of an immediate reaction. I think if you took it out a little longer, which has the greatest upside, I think it's Novo. But in terms of getting drill results, I don't think we're going to get drill results for, let's say, a couple of months. Therefore, I think the Garibaldi in the very, very short term will outperform it. But ultimately, I think Novo, hands down, is going to be provide the greater return.
Excellent. Well, Eric, thank you so much Okay. for coming to the conference and speaking to the audience.
The conference has been very enjoyable. Thank you, Colin.
Think you understand the junior mining sector and you think that the participants in the mining sector, junior mining sector, are good people and kind people? Hit the bid.
How violent that term could be, it actually could be quite violent. It could be a rip your face off uranium rally.
And the world is always going to need raw material. It's going to need copper and gold and nickel and so forth.
Totally destabilized. Hey, troll, did you hear what's going on?